Fasting for help at work. After faithfully serving a mission in Mozambique, I returned home and, like many other returned missionaries, quickly turned to my studies and work. I lived in Brazil in a city that borders Paraguay and found employment importing products for a large supermarket on the Paraguayan side. The blessing of having learned English on my mission helped me gain this position. During this time, I was married and blessed with a daughter. When a financial crisis in Brazil culminated in the decline of Brazil's currency, my work was directly affected. It caused a decline in the sales of the products I regularly imported. By the end of February the following year, I was left with practically nothing to do. Losing my job was almost certain, as had been the case with other colleagues. I became worried about supporting my wife and little daughter. I even started looking for another job. I spoke with my wife about the situation. She suggested that we fast. While we fasted, peace enveloped our hearts, and we felt that all would be well, although I could not imagine how. The following day at work, my manager called me in. I thought that the dreaded moment had come. I was about to lose my job. But to my surprise, my manager told me that he had an idea. Because I had ability with English, he proposed that I translate legal documents that normally were handed over to lawyers to arrange for translation. He told me if I succeeded in performing the translation, I would be given that task and it would result in a savings for the department. I immediately began translating the documents. When I presented my manager the successful translations, he was thrilled. I was thrilled too, because I was able to remain employed. When I went to receive my check, which could have been my last, I was surprised to see that my salary had increased. My heart was touched, and I was grateful to our Heavenly Father. Through this experience, I know that fasting opens the windows of heaven. Carlos Alberto Paim Quadros, Ponta Porã, Brazil. End of the section LDS Voices, read by David Shaw, Kate Strongen, Wes Nelson, and Terrell Williams.